What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This operation, then they're going to go do it because they really want this three-peat. I mean, like, this is a big driving force for them. Like, I don't think people, quite honestly, around the NFL really understand how dialed in and how bad the Chiefs want this three-peat, and they're going to try to do everything they possibly can to put themselves in the best possible position to win three in a row and do something that nobody's ever done because it's legacy for everybody.
This might be the most important question that I ask you. Let's say that you and I go to the game today and I say I'm going to buy you a hot dog, but you can only put two things on the dog. What are you putting on it?
Spicy brown mustard and sauerkraut.
Bob, you had a perfect interview until the last word you said. Sauerkraut?
Oh, God, yes. What would you put on there?
I'm putting onions and spicy mustard on there.
See, all right, I go with onions. I have no problem with onions. I do. If sauerkraut's not available and onions are, 100% onions and spicy mustard.
That's Bob Fesco joining us on the show today. Thanks, Bob.
You got it, bud.
Absolutely. That is hit number one.
Number two.
You know what, Rob? I don't even need you to ask me a question when it comes to this. I think we all know what the topic is. You can go ahead and fade the music down. Let's talk Royals until we play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes. All right, let's take a quick look at the standings because the standings matter. The Royals, as we currently sit, they are 5 games out of the division. They are not winning the American League Central. Go ahead and get that out of your head. I don't even look at it anymore. Let's look at the wild card. They're 2.5 games back of Baltimore. They're probably going to go on the road for those at least 2 games. Could be 3 games. They are 2.5 games up on Minnesota. They are 4 games up on the Tigers. Why does this matter? The Royals are almost in the postseason, but they still got to finish the race. And right now, they are playing one of the teams that, in theory, can catch them in the Detroit Tigers. They are 4 games back of the Tigers, and they still have 2 games left this season against the Detroit Tigers. And tomorrow, Wednesday, they go against who is probably going to win the American League Cy Young. So all they need to do is win one of these next 2 games. Now, if you win both of them, great. You cut your magic number by 2 with each win against the Detroit Tigers. I believe their magic number is 8, Rob. Am I correct? It is at 8. So if you win today, it is 6. If you win today and tomorrow, it is 4. 4 for the Royals to clinch the postseason. Take care of business. That's it. I'm not here to alarm you. I'm not here to tell you that the sky is falling with the Kansas City Royals. It is not falling. But the Royals are not in yet. They still need to take care of business, and they are playing one of the teams that, in theory, can catch them. Don't let that happen. Beat them today. Tomorrow, I would say, is a little bit of foul money. If you lose and you lose to the American League Cy Young Award winner, that's not a reason to hang your head. But you got to be kind of kicking yourself if you're the Royals because you got to win. Now, I don't know all the win probability and the history. And you know, baseball loves finding a stat that is very unique to a situation. But I'm going to guess that not a lot of times in Major League Baseball history has a player hit a grand slam. You are up 4-0 as a direct reflection of that grand slam, and you still lost the game at home. I'm just going to guess that hasn't happened too much. This game was 4-0. This game was 5-4 heading in. This game was 6-4 heading into the 6th inning, and the Royals happened, as they have happened so many times before. Now, I'm not saying that as a negative. The Royals are going to make the postseason. They are 82-96, or 69, excuse me. So they have at least clinched a winning record. But the race is not over. Go finish the race. That is my message to the Kansas City Royals. Coming up in just a bit, we will play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes. But I do want to play this really quickly related to Kareem Hunt. So this is Zach Jackson. He is the beat writer for The Athletic. Here's what he had to say about Kareem Hunt.
He had multiple touchdown games, and that's what he is. He's a red zone finisher. He is a 3rd and 1.5. He's going forward. to get it. So, you know, I think he slowed down. You know, I don't think he's the same player. But the last I saw of Kareem Hunt, he was not overweight. He was in shape. He was anxious. So I do not believe that he's going to give the Chiefs a 45-yard touchdown round this Sunday night, right? But over the course of the next month, I'll be surprised if he doesn't give the Chiefs some 1-yard touchdown runs.
Over the course of the last 4 hours, I have become more encouraged about the move to go get Kareem Hunt. I think it is fair to keep this move in perspective of what we are talking about. But listening to Zach Jackson, who is the Nate Taylor equivalent for the Cleveland Browns, and listening to Chico, who hosts afternoons in Cleveland, a guy that I trust his voice and his opinion, this is a good move for the Chiefs. You got a guy that knows the system, who is going to come in hungry, a guy who is certainly going to listen, a guy who is going to follow the rules and regulation, a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield, and a guy who I think understands his role of what he is on this team. He is going to be a short yardage. He is going to be a goal-to-go kind of back. He is going to be a guy that you are not expecting a whole lot from. If you can get 300 yards rushing this season from Kareem Hunt, I would consider that to be an overwhelming success. So I don't want to go into this with unrealistic expectations about who or what he is, but I think this is a guy that can help Kansas City. If Carson Steele is ready to be a 1A, 1B back, I think you get 8 to 12 carries for him. I think you sprinkle in a little bit of Kareem Hunt. You throw the ball out of the backfield to Samaje Perine, and I think that's going to be the Chiefs' run back option for the next 3 weeks. We'll see if that works. If it doesn't work, you got Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming back, and then you'll make some changes. If that doesn't work, the trade deadline is, 6 weeks away that you can make a move, if necessary, to go improve this roster. There were not a lot of great options at this point in the season. You were going to get somebody who had a little, who doesn't have a whole lot of gas left in the tank, who has some wear and tear, doesn't have a whole lot of tread on the tires. I think this is a fine option. This is an okay option for where the Chiefs are. They need another body. They went out and they got another body in Kareem Hunt. Earlier today, we were joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes. He is 29 years old today. Our conversation with the quarterback started with, what'd you get for your birthday?
Yeah, I haven't got my present from Brittany just yet, but she said it's going to be cool, so I'm excited for that. Travis got me a Louis Vuitton golf bag, so that was going to be sweet. I don't know how much I can use that on the golf course, but it will be nice to have. And then Rasheed's got me some cool shoes, so I've gotten some cool stuff so far.
Man, would you have ever thought, you know, when you made the decision to go to Texas Tech, would you ever have imagined that this was your life?
Not at all. I mean, I would have thought I was playing baseball somewhere. It was it's been a whirlwind. I mean, just the life that I've had, I've been blessed, and so I just try to enjoy it, like I said, man, because it goes by fast, and you want to enjoy all these little moments, especially with your kids.
There's a lot of stuff to talk about with you today, man. I'm excited to get your thoughts on it. First off, this is just a question that I have, and I'm curious to get your thoughts as a person who plays the position. Offensive numbers are very down right now from where they were even just 2 years ago. Passing touchdowns way down. Passing yards are down. Points are down. Offense is just down in general. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean, obviously defenses have adjusted. I mean, obviously over the last few years, I mean, offenses have been able to be explosive and throwing the ball down the field and having different play actions and stuff like that. But in the NFL, teams adjust, and defensive coaches are doing a great job of putting up great game plans, and offenses aren't executing at a high level. So as the season goes on, I'm sure that'll balance out a little bit. But, obviously defense of teams are playing really, really well, and use it to find ways to win games at the end of the day.
You obviously had the opportunity to sit behind Alex Smith, and kind of your development process was a lot different. That's not the case for every young quarterback. You're seeing some of those younger quarterbacks struggle who are getting that early trial by fire. What is the hardest thing for a young quarterback to learn when you make the jump from college to this league?
I think just the windows of opportunity are so small. I mean, I think in college there's so many plays ran, and the field, it seems like almost is like, even though it's not, it seems bigger and more spaced out. Whereas the NFL, just the athleticism and the schemes, it just they condense the defenses so much quicker. The windows close quicker, and so learning that's the biggest thing. I mean, obviously, I think those guys are going to be they're going to be good. I mean, they all have a special talent. And can all throw the football really, really well. But you have to learn what's open and what's not open in the NFL, and those little opportunities you have to execute on them. If you don't, you don't get them a lot in this league.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, there is such a value to having the ability to win ugly, and every game is not going to be pretty. You're not going to win every game 45-3, but good teams like the one you're the quarterback of, you guys just find a way to grind out wins even when you don't play your A game.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's obviously I want to play better. I mean, I feel like there was opportunities in that game. I mean, that's a good defense. And so just trying to limit the mistakes, I think, is the biggest thing for me, just with the interceptions. And obviously we had the fumble as well, something that we can clean up. But the great thing about our team is that we have a great team. I mean, offense, defense, special teams, we can do it all. And so the defense picked us up this last game. Harrison made a big field goal at the end, obviously. But offensively, we got to clean stuff up so that we can take some pressure off of them.
So when you get the ball at the end of the game and you obviously know what is in front of you, if you get down the field and you got to kick a field goal, how does Harrison's leg and his range change your mindset whenever the drive starts?
I think you just saw with how we were playing. I mean, we were getting to our better plays. We were kind of quick huddling, doing stuff like that, because we know we don't have to get much past the midfield in order for Harrison to knock through the field goal. Obviously, we want to get more yards from there at the end. We didn't execute those last three plays. To get them in a little bit closer field goal range. But I thought we did a good job of finding ways to have success. Obviously, getting the 4th and 6 and then getting the penalty and not letting that affect us and going out there and the 4th and 16, giving Rasheed a chance to make a play and getting the flag. I mean, it's just we've been in those moments before, so we don't make it too big. We just execute our job.
You mentioned baseball. You know this very well about the value of having a great closer. You know, you go out there and you have a quality start and you want to hand things off to a bullpen that you know is going to lock things down. Having a quality kicker is very similar in, you know, as a quarterback, hey, if I can get 40 yards and we can get it where it's a 50 to 55 yard kick, there has to be great confidence knowing that when you come off the field, you know that your kicker is going to come through for you guys.
Yeah, 100%, and I think it's communicated really well. I mean, I know throughout the game and throughout almost every drive, like, where we need to get to in order to score. I mean, obviously, you want to score touchdowns, but where you need to get to and to be in range for field goals. And so you have to take all that into account, and that's stuff that I've learned throughout my career is not to sometimes, if it's not there, throw the ball away and kick the field goal and not try to make a play every single time where I can get a sack or something, get us out of field goal range. And so it's just – it's learning what the flow of the game is. It's not always going to be pretty, like you said earlier, but you have to do whatever it takes to win, and we've done that over these last few years.
You guys are in the middle of another officiating controversy, and I put controversy in air quotes because I don't really understand this controversy. It seems like a very obvious penalty to me, but I have to ask you the question, what did you make of the defensive pass interference call?
Yeah, I mean the guy got there early. Obviously you don't want the game to end on a penalty. I would have much rather it in the 4th and 6 getting the completion and that being the pass to get us in the field goal range. But we got a penalty on that one as well with a flag where they got hands to the face, and it's the job of the referees to call the flags whenever the flags are there, and they did in both those instances. Yeah, I mean, it seems like social media goes wild with that stuff after games like that.
What is it about the games between you guys and the Cincinnati Bengals? It doesn't matter when, where, temperature, situation. It is always going to come down to the final 2 minutes of the game and who can execute.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's 'cause two great football teams. I mean, great, like, players on offense, defense side of both teams and special teams, two great kickers. And then competitors, man. I mean, I respect Joe Burrow and the way he competes every single time he's on the football field. And so you know that in these games like this, when you're playing great quarterbacks and great football teams, it's going to come down to the end. And it's about who can execute those last few plays and get yourself in position to win the game. And they've done it a couple of times, and we've done it a couple of times now. And I'm sure we'll play a lot more times over my career.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, here for a couple more minutes. Patrick, if you can you take us inside the huddle when you're calling a play that is designed for Wanya Morris? I just want to hear what the chatter was in the huddle.
Yeah, before the play, we were able to kind of hit that huddle on the sideline. I think there was an injury or something. So Coach Reeve came up and asked if I liked the play, and I did. The way we were running the football really set that play up really, really well, where they had to overcommit. And we had the play, and if you watch the play, I mean, obviously Wanye was wide open, but Trav was wide open as well, and that just speaks to the play design. And then it's all about just giving them a nice, easy, catchable ball. And he's an athlete, man. I mean, I've thrown it to him before and seen him catch it with one hand. So he's a guy, he's an athlete, can make those plays. And obviously a cool moment to get him a touchdown in a big game like that.
You and I both love the movie Varsity Blues, so I was happy to see you give an offensive lineman a touch. And he came down with it. Those guys can make plays too.
Yeah, I know, especially in these days, man. These offensive linemen are like former tight ends and former quarterbacks and whatever for their high school team. So they're guys that are athletes that they have to eat a lot of food and get some weight to be offensive linemen. But in order to block the defensive linemen in this league, you got to be an athlete. And so you got to give them some chances to make some plays sometimes.
A couple of roster moves, or I guess notes, that I have to get your thoughts on. Let's start with Hollywood Brown. Really disappointing. He makes the first catch of the preseason, and then he's out, what could be for the entirety of the season. What does this mean for you? What does this mean for the offense?
Yeah, I think guys have to step up. I mean, obviously the hope is that he's able to make it back by the end of the year and we can use that momentum into the playoffs. But we have to have guys step up in the meantime. I mean, I think Brett Veach did a great job of putting a lot of receivers in that room. Xavier had a good start to his career, but we're going to keep getting better and better. And guys like Rashee Rice and Noah Gray and Trav obviously are going to have to make plays like they usually do. And so obviously, losing him is a blow because he's such a great football player, but the hope is to get him back by the end of the year.
I have to get your thoughts also on Isaiah Pacheco. It was really disappointing. You could just kind of see the reports that something was off a little bit with his health. We then get the news yesterday that he's going to miss an extended amount of time. He's really critical to what you guys do. I can think of times where the offense stalled a little bit. You guys give him a play. He gets an 8-yard run that – you know, it just turns first and 10 to second and 2, but his energy, he gets up, he's fired up, and how that energy just kind of really helps the rest of the team. What does the loss of Isaiah Pacheco mean for this offense over the next 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just said it. I think it's the energy more than anything. He brings energy to every single play. I mean, he's up every time he gets hit, he's popping right back up, and I think that just kind of inspires the team that we're going to go out there and get it. And we have to do our best to try to match the energy while he's not out there. I mean, obviously the injury happened. Hopefully we'll have him back sooner rather than later. And so for now, we've got to have the other guys step up just like we always do. And injuries happen in this league. It's the NFL. And we got to have guys step up and have bigger roles than they had early in the season.
How confident are you in Carson's ability to step in and be the number one back over the next couple months?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to do a great job, man. I mean, he's done a great job so far in his opportunities. He's running the ball hard. Kind of has that physical type of style that Isaiah has. And so he's just going to get more and more accustomed to the offense and to the NFL, and then we'll have other guys step up as well. It's not going to be one man that's going to replace Pop. It's going to be a full running back room. And so I'm excited for all those guys to have opportunities to go out there and show what they've been working for until we get Isaiah back.
Last thing here, I remember last year I asked you stadiums you haven't played in, at least in the regular season. Atlanta is one of those stadiums. How happy are you to knock one of those stadiums off your list?
Yeah, super excited. I mean, to be able to play in that stadium, I mean, obviously I played it in the preseason, and it's a great stadium. It's going to be packed. Sunday Night Football, they're coming up a big win, and they're a great football team that's really building in the right direction. And so it's going to be a great environment, man. And the schedule makers didn't do us anything easy. They gave us three great football teams out the gate, but it's going to challenge us to be our best throughout the entire season. So we're excited for the opportunity to go up against a great football team.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Today is also his birthday. Patrick, man, happy birthday again. Always appreciate your time. It's your birthday. It's an off day. So, man, we're really happy that you could join us today, man. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show. We didn't get a chance to talk a whole lot in the 5 o'clock hour about how the Eagles lost yesterday, so check out the podcast page. Just goes to show you the margin of victory in the NFL. That is a game that the Eagles had won until they didn't. We hand things off to the Kansas City Royals. Go get a win today. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. It's The Drive.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.